Date. I'm Cassie.
I'm Keegan.
And I'm Christina.
I came in a little lower key. Your face every time I open is what it's doing right now.
I can't help
you
it.
You never know what's going to happen.
It's just
so you're
my
just
face.
Like, I don't know. I'm so scared. Literally, I was editing the video for the double dates that we're going to put up. And I literally, it pans to Keegan and her face is what she shows. She looks at me every time. It's the, what's going to happen? What just happened?
Listen, we talk about this all the time on my other podcast where it's just like, I don't know, because we go back and forth with whoever is doing the opening that week. Mm-hmm. And like, I sometimes don't know what is going to come out of my mouth. And it's the same opener every week. Every week it's the same. And I'm still like, am I going to get it right?
Sometimes
like,
that makes it harder for me. If I'm in a certain place, even though I've said like the closing part of our podcast, like however many times,
at least
140.
Yeah.
Now I'm still like, there's almost like that weird brain thing that happens.
And then I get pressured.
Yeah.
And then in my head, instead of thinking about the thing that I need to do, I'm thinking, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, what if I fuck it up? And then I fuck it up, like, every time. So that's what that face is. It's not a lack of faith in you, Cassie.
Yeah.
It's just, it's simply,
what's gonna happen?
It's simply just true anxiety brain for me.
It looks like fear, if I'm honest. I have to tell you.
Well, that is what anxiety is.
Yeah,
it's fear.
Constant fear.
Yeah,
just constant living in a constant state of fear.
Okay, I have something I want to talk to you both about that I saw. I think it was TikTok. I think it was on TikTok. Might have been on Twitter, but it was a woman and she was talking about how she'd been seeing this guy for a while.
Okay.
And things were going really well. And she's like, he might be the one, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, I think this is a different one, but that one is
also great.
We can also talk about that because both have to do with parents. So,
So
she's like, he might be the one, right? And she's like, this is incredible. But she hadn't met his parents yet. And so she's like, in her head, she's like, planning their wedding, planning their future children. And then she gets to his house and his dad is her gynecologist.
Oh, oh no.
What would you do?
Oh. I mean, yeah, I, well, not, oh.
Well,
he's been up in it.
Yeah. That would be weird for me. Do you think it'd be weird for the guy if the dad has been up in there?
I mean,
it would be weird if you reversed it.
Okay,
and it was like if it was your boyfriend and your mom had like really gotten into his dick.
Oh, interesting.
All up in that bag. And I understand, right? Like, I get it. There's, it's not sexual.
Like, she's a colonoscopist.
It's medical, right?
Yep. Whatever. What am I trying to say?
I get it. I know that it's not, like, sexual.
Right.
However, it would feel, knowing that your mom knows, like, all the details.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she sees so many. Do you think she remembers, yours, like, stands out to her?
Well, I mean, it does now. Now that
she's racking her brain, she's going back through that.
She's going through the catalog.
Mental Rolodex. Yeah,
yeah, just like thinking about how he answered all the questions about his sexual history and stuff like that.
Yeah, they know things.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I feel like it would be so, I could never look my boyfriend's dad in the eye across the dinner table.
But here's the would you rather, though. The one that Christina and I actually
Yeah, this one I was actually sent to us by a listener.
This is our would you rather for sure.
On TikTok. And I told them that we would talk about it on the podcast because.
But I mean, even if it's not your boyfriend's dad, I never want to see my gynecologist in public.
At the grocery store.
No, that's true. That's true.
Ever, anywhere.
Well, you're not. He's not your gynecologist anymore.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, did she break up with the dude?
I don't think there was a conclusion on it. I think she was asking like what she should do.
What should I do?
But I don't know.
Change your gynecologist, number one.
For sure.
Which is a pain.
Yeah.
Ooh. It would be hard. It would be hard to stay in that relationship. I would have to really, really believe in that relationship.
Yeah.
However, I know for a fact in this other scenario that we were tagged in on TikTok, I would be Audi 1000. So
yeah,
This one was same situation. She had been dating this guy for like 6 months, hadn't met. He was like a little dodgy about her meeting his parents, which isn't always a red flag because some people have weird relationships with their parents.
Or they live further away or they're busy. There's lots of things.
Yeah.
It could be a gigillion things.
Yeah. So she finally meets the parents and she's like, the only thing that was kind of weird about my boyfriend was that he just didn't eat vegetables, which is grow up.
Yeah. I'm listen, like, I'm not trying to fucking make dino nuggets for you for the rest of fucking eternity.
You're like, I've already been there, done that.
I know. Eat some motherfucking broccoli and just, yeah,
and
it's
look,
annoying.
People like what they like. I get it. Like, there are certain things that I want to like that I just don't like. It doesn't matter how many times I try mushrooms. I don't like them. I just don't. Yeah. There's something about it that
it's
I just don't
not
like.
Your thing.
However, like, I realize it might be unfair of me and maybe a double standard, but... And maybe it's just because I like vegetables so much that I would be like, really? Okay.
But all vegetables? Would you?
All vegetables. All vegetables feels like...
That's... Yeah.
I did know someone like that. And he actually said that his... Which this is wrong on many levels. But he said that his favorite vegetable was ketchup. Which... Also, a tomato is a fruit.
Exactly.
Basically,
it's pretty
like
much jelly.
Sugary, high fructose corn syrup and
tomato jelly.
Paste.
Yeah, exactly. So... But for her, she's like, whatever, she can deal with the he doesn't like vegetables situation. She's also 23.
Yeah, I was so like, you think you can deal with it. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah.
And then you have children someday and you're like, this motherfucker right here.
So she goes over to his house. Things are going well. She meets the parents. You know, things are going really well.
They're great.
Then they're great. She loves them. They sit down to eat dinner and... The mom served broccoli, and first red flag, the son throws a fit about it. Mom, you know I don't like broccoli. You are in your 20s. That is some infant ass behavior right there.
Totally.
The toddler behavior. And
mom.
And she's making excuses for him still at this point. She's like, yeah, I know he didn't like vegetables. I wouldn't have put vegetables on his plate, right? Okay. Then... The mom, this man is like 23 or 24.
Oh, God. It's so cringy.
The mom puts the broccoli on a fork and does the here comes the airplane.
Oh, God.
Here it comes.
I hate this so fucking
and
much.
And he eats it. Like, he eats it and she feeds him all of the broccoli. And then on the drive home, he tells her, that is the only way that I will eat vegetables if you...
No.
Airplane
goodbye.
Me veggies.
Absolutely. No,
that is such
not.
A turnoff. Ugh. I can't. That is just, like you said, like infant toddler kind of behavior.
Gross.
And why would that be?
With your mother in your
20s. My son would slap shit out of my hand. He'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Could you imagine me doing that to Dylan?
Nothing could dry me up quicker.
Ew,
than
nothing.
Seeing not a,
no. It is sealed shut. Yep. Is actually like, you know, like a boulder rolled in front of it and was like, nope.
I heard there's there's a TLC show about that. It's like Mama's Boys or something like that. Yeah.
No.
I
need their
I'll watch it for science so
for
we can talk about it. Because it's
for posterity.
There's nothing. Okay, so here's a would you rather. Oof. Would you rather date someone whose mom airplaned their food to them, or date someone whose parent is your gynecologist?
Gyno, 100%.
Right? I think so.
100%.
Yeah. I think so. And I don't love it.
I don't love it.
I don't love it. But when you put it in comparison with the other one, it's no debation.
Not even, like,
not even
a little bit
close.
Again, like, in my mind, I have already blocked out. I already put up this wall of he's seen so many vaginas. Like, he remembers what mine looks like. Like, honestly,
or
he remembers
anything.
I'm sure
he's uncomfortable with it too, and I'm sure he's like,
we're never going to talk about it again.
Exactly.
I fucking hope he's uncomfortable with it, because if he's not, that opens up a whole new set of problems. Like, I'm like, oh,
he's like, I'm actually recommending you transfer to my partner,
and you're like, oh,
and you're like, okay, great.
I'm actually going to change offices entirely.
I'm
gonna go to a different city.
It's a hard pass for me.
I'm actually gonna fly to New York once a year and
but there's nothing less attractive. Like, anybody whose mommy treats them like a baby, you know.
That's worse. And we've talked about that on the podcast before, like, you know, the mama's boy versus the like, fuck you, mom. Oh, yeah. It's like they're both bad. Both they come with their awful, very unique red flags. But yeah, definitely. I think that's one of the things that you have to like test in the relationship early on, is really take a look at what that relationship is like with the parents.
Ooh. Well, and I feel like this guy must have known that his relationship with his mom was unusual because he tried to keep her from meeting them for a while.
Yeah.
Which is like, so you knew that that's not
normal. That's even more like, that you're like, you know, it's not a good thing, and yet you're still.
You're like, I think I got her locked down enough that I can show her my mommy's boy side now.
No, you never do.
No, you sure don't.
Does he still? Does he still nurse? Do you think?
Oh God!
Oh my God! The way I just like grabbed my nipples. Yeah, like no. He's got too many teeth for that.
No. Well, should we hop into stories?
Sounds good.
Because
I mean directly.
I actually have one from a listener that kind of goes with something that we were just talking about on a recent episode.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a longer one, but it's too perfect given what we had just spoke about.
Okay. So, all right. Great.
It says, "Hi, ladies. I've recently stumbled across your podcast and have been binge listening ever since. I'm not sure if my story is what you're looking for, since it wasn't a date at all, but more of a messed up interaction. Okay, here we go. This was probably around 2004, 2005. I was in my early 20s and living in a small town going to college. I went to the small town mall on a Monday afternoon wanting to sniff around the Yankee candles at the Hallmark store." Look.
Relatable content.
Have I spent way too much time in the candle aisle at Target smelling all the candles and leaving with no candles?
Same.
They're also, why are candles so expensive? Sidebar.
Oh, dude, candles and also like couch pillows.
Pillows. That's the other thing. Those are the two things as an adult where I'm like,
$25 each.
And you need at least two or four.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Anyway. I just, sidebar. That's one of the things about being an adult sucks. That I'm like, what the fuck? Anyway, she's in the Yankee Candle store. "I remember walking in and passing a nicely dressed, well put together guy on my way in. I remember him because, like I said, I'm in a small town and not a lot of people are out shopping on a Monday afternoon. So I'm sniffing around the candles in the aisle at Hallmark. And the next thing I know, he is in the same aisle as me, also smelling candles. He started making small talk and seemed very nice to my naive young self. So the next thing he says to me is, 'I like your shoes. Where'd you get them?' Me, 'Oh, I can't remember, but thanks.' Side note, they were from Payless, but I was embarrassed to say that because they were really nothing special."
Dude, we love a BOGO.
Honestly, BOGO. Yes.
Good old days.
Exclusively shopped at Payless when I was a kid.
100. Like,
come on. Out. And in fact, that's Payless was like a step up from like Walmart in my family. It was like, you're going to Payless. You got options, you know? Him, "What size are they?" Me, nope. "Oh gosh, I have big feet. They're a size 9. Couple seconds later, him, "Okay, this is a crazy question, but is your second toe longer than your big toe?"
Nope.
No.
Oh my God. How did you not bring this up in the last episode?
Because you have Egyptian foot?
I believe that's Greek.
Greek foot.
Naive idiot me. "Yes, it is. It was something I inherited from my mom's side of the family."
No.
Him audibly groans and then says, "Too bad you aren't wearing sandals right now."
Wow.
Now, at this point, I'm finally catching on a bit, but it's so fucked up that I think it's a joke or something. Him, "Want to go next door so I can look at your feet?"
What?
Are you going to buy me a pair of shoes?
Are you going to buy me a candle?
Door? What's next door?
Now, this joke has gotten absolutely hilarious to me, so I laugh my ass off at the comment. His face went stone cold and he was gone.
No.
I'm trying to process what the hell just happened, and I look at what store was next to the Hallmark store, and he was talking about Foot Locker.
Oh, my.
Everything came to a head, and I freaked the fuck out. I didn't know where he went, and there was no one else in the mall. I ended up going the other way to JCPenney and hid in a clothes rack and called my big brother.
Oh no.
He was 4 hours away at his own college, but I stayed on the phone with him until I got to my car. Never did get my candles.
Oh my
no.
God. So he was like,
God,
Those are some nasty,
pretty feet.
Oh God!
Oh my gosh. I've got a really quick one. Okay. It's one sentence, but oh, just love it. He made me watch his homemade rap videos and tried to like his own Facebook page on my phone.
Oh, honey. Oh no.
Fucking rapper. The
desperation.
So bad.
One sentence, but it's just, and oh, someone replied, this might have been the most painful one to read on here.
Blind date with a young lady who was in a wheelchair. She didn't tell me that she was in a wheelchair until about 2 hours prior to the date. The wheelchair wasn't the issue. The issue was her too many shots of tequila.
Oh.
Then her obnoxious drunk driving of said wheelchair in the restaurant.
Oh, no.
Listen, to be honest,
she had an electric wheelchair that she played crash up derby with the table.
That's amazing. I'm sorry.
It's fucking bonkers.
Oh my God.
Okay. When I was in high school, I was pretty horny. Who wasn't really? I hadn't had any girlfriend or any close contact with girls. I was desperate for any kind of affection from girls. So I ran into a nice girl in a mall in town. We hit it off and appointed a date for later. Back in those times, I was staying at the school's dormitory and eating at the school. Before the day, I ate a horrible eggplant meal in school and went off to have the date with this girl who I was already in love with.
Oh,
remember, I was in high school.
Yeah.
I was dressed really nicely. After meeting with the girl, we decided to go to the movies. In the middle of the movie, my tummy started to hurt. I mean, really hurt. I started to sweat. I knew what was happening.
Oh.
I had experienced this before, but I was determined to get a kiss before the date ended.
Oh no.
So I decided to take the pain until I could at least get a kiss. Then it happened.
Oh.
I shit my pants.
Of course.
I shit my pants hard.
Oh,
I started to cry. The pain was unbearable.
Oh no.
She called an ambulance.
I 911. What's your emergency?
I'm shitting myself to death.
Owie.
When the ambulance arrived, she wanted to get in the ambulance with me, but she wasn't allowed. On the way to the hospital, my friend called. Dude, we are all poisoned. What about you?
Oh.
Because he ate at the school.
No.
I said I was okay, but I never saw the girl after that.
Oh, no.
She called. We've had a lot of shitting your pants stories on this show. Right. I've never had someone get in an ambulance at the end of it.
That's
very intense.
Oof.
Oh, my God.
All right. I've got one. So I, a female, got invited to a Halloween party by a coworker. Showed up. Found it was the party of another female coworker who had absolutely not invited me.
Oh, no.
Also found out that she was into him. Night goes on and we go to leave. She tags with leaving her own party because she didn't want him leaving with me. We got back to his apartment after his brother puked in the car on the way home.
Of course.
All I wanted to do was go home. She follows us upstairs to the apartment.
Okay.
I just grab my keys to leave and go down to the parking lot to find my car on a tow truck. $250 to get it out.
Oh,
no. Awkward is that? Like my social anxiety showing up to a party that you were not invited to. Oh, my God.
Also, how embarrassing for that girl, like the one who left her own party, like it's so,
so
desperate.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's not attractive.
Not a
That's
good
not
life.
Cute.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yuck. Well, mine's short. She ordered the left side of the menu, ate just two bites. It was us and two other couples, and the guy just looked at me like, are you gonna say anything? Imagine just ordering an entire left. I'll have that. This, you know,
like
what,
she's on the cruise.
Side.
Like when, what we did when we were on the cruise, we were like, we're like, how about two entrees?
Yeah.
No
yeah.
shame.
Because I want to taste both.
I want to have both of them.
Oh, man.
No, it but really that's really playing the game, you know, ordering like all the food and then just like packing it up. Like
you're
eating
like,
two bites of it and being like, I got food for, I meal prepped on this date.
Oh, like, man.
Horrible. Okay. I was 16 on a first date, a double date with my girlfriend and her boyfriend. We were sitting in the back seat. It was summer and I was wearing a pair of polished cotton, very low-rise hip huggers and a top with bell sleeves that ended where the bottom of my bra would be, leaving my midriff and abdomen bare. This feels like 2002. Oh my God,
2002. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
The hip huggers zipped in the back. Which is again, why? What were we doing?
It was a vibe.
It was a time. Strange time to be alive.
The hip huggers zipped in the back, so slumping in the back seat caused the zipper to lift. And when I stood up on the sidewalk after getting out of the car, my pants fell to my ankles.
Leaving she pantsed herself.
Leaving me in nothing but a pair of bikini panties. My date reached down and pulled up my hip huggers and zipped them up. We dated for a year until he went off to the Marines.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Nice.
It's a nice ending, but like
that ended way better than I thought.
The perils of low-rise jeans, everybody who wants to bring them back, just know this is what you're asking for. Truly.
You're asking for a lot, actually, with this. There are like two people I've actually seen in real life who look good in low-rise jeans.
Yeah.
And yeah. Went on a blind date with a friend set up for me. The picture I had seen of her was clearly years younger, which is fine, but a bit of a shock when I first met her. All she wanted to talk about, which was politics, which we clearly disagreed on, but I stayed polite and avoided any debates. She was a diabetic. Once again, fine, but I explained to her how needles make me uncomfortable. So her way of trying to get me comfortable was making a scene in the middle of the restaurant because I refused to actually administer an insulin shot to her at the table.
You just met.
Come on, sir.
Yeah,
ma'am.
Don't force people. Yeah.
Also, that would make me uncomfortable too, because I'd be like, I don't know. I've never done it before. What if I do it wrong? You know, like that would scare me. I wouldn't want to do that. Yeah,
same.
We went to a movie after dinner and she ordered 7 different types of candy and a large popcorn, which I paid for.
Meal prep.
Yep.
Exactly. But then she proceeds to not eat any of it.
Oh my God, it is. It's the same. Yes. Is this the same girl?
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. She's getting around.
This is her grift.
When I asked her why, she said because she wanted to see if I would say something about the cost. Afterwards,
I don't like God. You're testing him.
I don't like that. That's juvenile. Awful. Afterwards, she wanted to go to a bar for a drink, but I politely refused, saying I had to work the next morning. She called me out and told me I was lying and that I just didn't like her. She's absolutely
correct. You're right.
Here.
I don't like you. Yeah, exactly. Well,
you're not wrong.
But I held my ground with the whole work story. We said goodbye and went our separate ways. The next morning, she shows up at my place saying she went to my office to surprise me and found out I was not there. She said all this screaming into my Ring doorbell camera while I stayed away from all the windows and doors.
Can we say, is there anything that makes you look more
than screaming into a Ring doorbell?
You look unhinged, man. 100% of the time.
Think that wouldn't end up on my TikTok?
Even if you're in the right, you look insane.
Exactly.
You cannot do that.
You can't. Yeah, there's no there's no one looks good yelling into a Ring doorbell.
No. Horrifying. Oh, no. Truly.
Wow. All right. This is another short one. Met a girl on Plenty of Fish. Went to dinner.
Yeah.
Having a good time. Walking toward my car, she offers a BJ if I pay her power bill.
Oh.
I thought she was joking.
What?
Then realized she wasn't, paid for her Uber home and never spoke again.
I mean,
hey, you know,
times are
tough. Yeah. Gas is expensive.
Yeah.
You know, if it's works for both parties, then I mean,
nothing with nothing wrong. It's, you know.
Wow. Okay. This one's really short. It's literally one sentence, but it made me laugh. A guy once took me to a garbage dump and told me to pick out whatever I wanted.
Oh,
the world is your oyster.
Ooh,
shiny.
Coffee table with three legs.
Where to begin?
Tetanus.
I will take that. I will take that carburetor.
Ooh.
All right, here we go.
And then they went to a buffet afterwards, right?
Exactly.
Hometown buffet.
Okay, here we go. It starts off real strong. She shat herself.
Oh.
It happens.
There it is.
Apparently, she had a stomach bug of some sort. Had to go to the can several times during dinner.
Oh, no.
She barely picked at a salad.
Did you call the ambulance?
Next thing I know, bad smell. Oh. I have to leave. And leave she did. She left a trail.
Oh, honey.
Noah. I didn't know what the fuck to do. I paid up and sent her a text to let me know when she was feeling better. I never heard from her.
Nope. I bet you didn't.
No.
I would have blocked that.
You didn't hear from her again because she moved to a different country.
She is now somewhere in Malta or whatever. Yeah. She's like, Vanessa, I don't know her.
Nope, that's not me.
That's not me.
No.
I can't. That
you left the trail in a restaurant.
Oh my God. Fucking shoot me.
Honey.
Fucking look, shoot.
We've all had intestinal emergency.
Oh, yes. No.
But it's also like if you had to get up several times, I think you call the date.
I'm
actually sick. I think I'm gonna go home. Like before it gets to that point. Yeah. No.
That's
no.
It makes me sad.
Okay, I have one more. Was out on a date with a guy who said he had no money and borrowed $10 from me to buy a drink at a convenience store.
Okay. So are you getting like the little like and then just doot doot doot?
Genuinely, this is like starting off strong for a date.
Yeah.
A date. You had to borrow $10 to get a drink at a convenience store.
Oof.
Came back with a scratch off.
Oh, no. That's no. You have a problem, sir.
Won $60 and took me home since I wouldn't go to the strip club with his winnings.
Wow.
His whole $60.
He's like, to the fuck strip club. This date. I'm going to go to the strip club and see some ditties.
Oh, no.
Man. Oh, my gosh.
Yikes.
Oof. Well, if you guys have stories, be they short or long, please go to our one-stop shop of a website. It's mywordstatepodcast.com. And we love you so much.
Cheers.